Next, we have IgE vasculitis, Henoch-Schlein purpura, which is a very common OPD case which we may get as a short case. Important features related to IgE vasculitis is that it is a type of the vasculitis which is specifically associated with the presence of IgA associated immune complex deposits. That is, along with the complement, there will be deposition of the IgA type of the immunoglobulins, not IgG type. It doesn't only involves the skin, but it also is associated with the involvement of the internal organs, specifically the kidneys, joints, and the GI tract. It is characterized by a criteria. It has a specific criteria in which out of the four features, the presence of the four features must be present along with the palpable purpura. So palpable purpura is already a diagnostic criteria for HSP. Besides that, there may be either involvement of the abdomen with the diffuse abdominal pain, acute arthritis or arthralgia, renal involvement presenting with hematuria, either macroscopic or microscopic, and proteinuria. Along with that, the histopathological findings will show the predominant deposits of IgA. So out of these four features, at least three must be present along the palpable purpura to label it as a case of HSP. The usual age of presentation is either in the children or young adults, and the associated disease with IgA vasculitis is IgA nephropathy. Predisposing factors usually is the upper respiratory tract infection, mostly the streptococcal sore throat, the cutaneous findings, we have already discussed that there will be involvement of the lower limbs presenting with a palpable purpura, which may be in the form of papules, or they may be confluent plaques, and they are of the non-blanchable type of the purpura. Although these lesions may also be present on the trunk or face, but usually they affect the lower limbs and mainly on the elbows, knees and buttocks, bilaterally, symmetrically. Then along with the cutaneous findings, we have joint involvement, GI and renal involvement in a different percentages. In 75% of the cases, there is a joint involvement which presents with a painful arthritis or arthralgias only, affecting the knees and the ankle joints. In 65% of the cases, there is GI involvement presenting with abdominal pain, but there may be frank GI bleeding as well due to mesenteric vasculitis. In 40 to 50% of the patients, there may be renal involvement in which there will be either nephrotic syndrome or nephritic syndrome. There will be gross hematuria, microscopic hematuria, or proteinuria. In most of the cases, it usually resolves, but in 1 to 3% it may progress to end stage renal disease. Other less common features can be orchitis, pancreatitis, intussusception, neurological involvement, uveitis, carditis, and pulmonary hemorrhage. In DDs of IgA vasculitis, if we are talking only about the cutaneous features, then we can keep ITP or TTP or septic shock. The complications, most importantly, is the end-stage renal disease. The disease course is usually very benign type. Usually it remits, but there may be a relapse in 25% of the cases, but this relapse is not very much severe. It is mild and it is easily treatable. The disease may become chronic only in 5 to 10% of the cases, and I told you that 1 to 3% of the cases may progress to end-stage renal disease. For the diagnosis, usually we go for a biopsy with a direct immunofluorescence, which will show the deposition of an IgA type of the immunoglobulins. Management is usually supportive because it is self-limiting and benign disease, and the systemic steroids in a dose of 1 mg per kg per day of prednisolone is given only when there is a renal involvement, abdominal involvement, or there is a arthritis. We give it for 2 weeks and then we taper it over another 2 weeks.